Om Shanti. Today we have respected brother Perubhai with us, and today his topic is living and existing together, one for all and all for one, and he is a perfect example for that. Reason because I will tell what he's doing nowadays. Brother Peru is currently, you know, looking after our center. He's in center management development head and member of National Board of Brahma Kumaris Foundation. And as well as he is very senior brother in teaching and practicing Rajyoga for more than 37 years. And as well as he is actively coordinate and facilitate the building management and community development and social activities in Asia Retreat Center and other centers in Malaysia. So you can imagine this power he had to be with him to get all together to move on Baba's services. As well as he was a government servant before, and now in godly service, devoted full-time in service. So Brother Perubhai will share his wisdom with us for living and existing together, all for one for all for one. Halfway the class will be here, and middle of the class or from the half class, he will start some workshop with together. Om Shanti.
So Om Shanti, welcome to this session. How many of you are first-timers? First-timers, huh? Okay, thank you. Because I have to tailor the class accordingly, no? You see, the Madhuban system is that in batch by batch we come to Madhuban to take sustenance, huh? And every year they have certain themes, certain title for that year. And the next year will be next title, no? And subsequently, earlier years, they have different titles. This year, the planning committee have taken up the title of togetherness. The power of our togetherness, isn't it? Who would like to continue that? The power of our togetherness through every day you have been listening Murali in the Harmony Hall, no? Can you see the board behind? Through what? Okay, the last word is seed. Okay, fill in the blank in between. Okay. Through connection with this seed. So that's the topic they've taken up for this year. And every batch of Brahmins coming for sustenance, that's the topic they deliberate over that. So for today, because this evening you have a cultural program, isn't it? So they are officially like starting off the last batch, no, for this season's Brahmin sustenance sessions. So there will be a lot of classes and topics and so on togetherness. So today what I would like to do is to give an overview or sort of an introduction of togetherness so that you can start thinking about it, and tomorrow when our session starts, you'll be more or less into it. You'll be more prepared for those things. So we're going to talk about togetherness today. Okay, when you talk about togetherness, of course, you can Google this also. There are some similar things we are talking about. One of them is unity. Together means coming together, unity. There is oneness. There is union together. And associations also. We associate together as a team like that. So unity is one of the things about togetherness. And if you look at a topic, it is like togetherness by having a link with Baba, no? Yes? So the whole idea is that we all have to be united. We have to be united. That is a fundamental thing. Because what we are doing now is that we are in a confluence age. We have come a long way, in fact. And then in this confluence age, in this one birth, you have a lot of things to do to prepare you for the next era, no? The golden age, which is a different lifestyle itself, no? A lifestyle, a kingdom. So in order to prepare for that, it is individual effort, but it's a united effort. So unity is very, very important. When Baba became Avyat, no? Brahma Baba left the body in 18 January 1969. The earlier Muralis, Baba, Avyat Murali I'm talking about, Baba did emphasize of this, the importance of we staying together united. The other thing is solidarity, another almost close word. Whereby there should be a lot of cooperation among us, there is a lot of integration, intimacy, connections, all these things are necessary. So one of the things about our studies is that, no? We all are from different backgrounds. We all are from different countries, different cultures, no? But Baba plucked us out from all those things, make us into Brahmins, and then he called it Brahmin culture. And in that you have to do a lot of sorting out yourself, no? Because the old ways may not be effective now, and Baba wants us to come to a new system, and all those things are there, no? So obviously there's a lot of things happening inside you, no? So you have to work on these things with others. Others means in togetherness, you're dealing with Brahmins, and Brahmins are old souls. Sometimes Baba call ancestor souls. So imagine, no, if you are old soul or ancestor soul, you have come a long way, your sanskars, and along the way the shaping of your sanskars from the copper age onward, and of course those getting more deviated in the iron age. So when you come to confluence age, definitely, no, you're dealing with Brahmins who are with a lot they're carrying together with them. So understanding that, living together, cooperating, it's a need of the time. We have to do that. We can't run away. Ours is not a path of renunciation, no? Where you're going to sit in a cave or in the jungle, no? On your own, happy life, no? It's not like that. We have to live as a community, no? It's a community living, isn't it? Even in Madhuban, no? Even in Gyan Sarova. So, a lot of, moving around with the various sanskars, no? So definitely, on top of that, you have to cooperate. Another word is kinship. This is like sometimes like partnerships, coming into relationship, collaborations, and of course, no, there are many words for that. But the thing is that you have to come into, sometimes you have service. Like Baba today spoke about service. No? So obviously we have to work with others, we have to go with somebody, no? We have to pool our resources. Those things have to happen. And those are all part of togetherness also. Okay?
Now,
opposite or almost opposite of that, of togetherness, is alienations. You know, sometimes even in a crowd you may be alone. Or you find it difficult to move along. You isolate yourself. You may be in a group, but you're aloof. You alienate yourself. So that is like the opposite of togetherness, which we should try to sort out. You try to split away. You know, you find that, I cannot be close, because if close means there might be some clashes. So I would rather stay apart. So that is something you have to sort out, not others. And if you live a life of expecting others to change, you're wasting your time. You have come here to change, don't forget that. No? And you can't fix others. Let Baba fix others. You fix yourself. Baba is giving you all the tools to you to fix yourself. So you have to understand that sometimes we may like to alienate ourselves, but that is not going to help us. You have to learn to be part of the community. Isolation is another word which I have touched. You try to separate yourself, division yourself, or sometimes my team, your team, no? Or like that, no? Team A, team B, or like that. I can get along with these people because their sanskars matches almost my sanskars, and the others not so. So they can be cliques now. So that is not togetherness also. Okay? Of course, a much more gross word is a divorce, like a family, you know, like a married life, you divorce yourself. You take a part, you go your way, I go my way. That's also another way of splitting, which is not togetherness. So I'm setting a context for you, so that you start thinking that the theme they have taken up is power to be together. So that means you have to know the extreme sides of it. One is togetherness, and the opposite of that is what? So you should be clear about it, so that we know. Why we know all these things very essential? Because then only we started to know whether I am in which camp I am, which position I am, and what is the necessary tools to shift myself to be part of the family. So this is important. So is it clear for time being? For translators? Okay, brother? Okay, so I try to find the simpler words now so that you can explain, no? Okay. So the other question arises, no? Why togetherness? Why togetherness? No? Something to think about, isn't it? Because in the world outside, no? People are very, very, very much individualistic. No? They would like to be themselves, no? Even in professions, no? They tend to be more specialized, no? You know, little, but in depth like that. So one person may not know the other side of it. Or you may know a little bit, but not overall. Whereas studies those days used to be creating scholars, no? Learned people. But nowadays it's getting more or less like specialized, you see. So a doctor may be good as a specialist, but his family may not be good. Because his study that didn't help him to manage a family or live in a community. No? A person may be a lawyer, he may know law, but he may fumble other areas. And he's a graduate, he has studied well, learned person, but there is a dam in the so-called learning, whereby it doesn't give you a universal approach towards education. No? Whereas the word university comes from the word universe, isn't it? Universal study, no? Those days people go for higher education to become scholars, no? To be learned people. But whereas nowadays we tend to be more specialized, more narrowed, see? Taking a separate path each. So, in a way, it doesn't prepare you for a society, no? To live a life, no? It doesn't make you a complete person. So, you see, so they find it difficult to stay together. When we grow up, most of us, we know our neighbors, no? But nowadays, we hardly know our neighbors also. And some neighbors, they are not even in talking terms, no? Those days, if you are going somewhere, you give the key to your neighbors, no? Help to water the plant and take care of the house. But nowadays, you do not know who's your neighbor also. That's the society we are living in, you see? So togetherness is becoming more relevant, and the question arises, why? You don't always win, and you got to hang through together. In whatever you do, no, as an individual, it's rather difficult sometimes. You lack, I mean, you have some specialities, but you may not have many things, which you otherwise, if you can have it, it's good, but no. That's the case. We all are not good in everything, you see. We know certain things. Can you see? So we have to definitely come together to achieve something. You take in the context of constructing this building, let's say, no? You obviously need a piece of land, no? You obviously need a surveyor, no? To survey the land. You also need architects for drawing up the building plans and so on. You also have engineers to come in to look into the structures, no? It's like that, isn't it? And you also need a mechanical and electrical people to do all the other fixing things also. You also need nowadays interior designers also, no? Can you see now? And above all, you also need a contractor, no? Who can actualize whatever you have in your mind, no? To put it into reality, no? So various people, they are good in certain areas, but they have to come together so that they can put up a building. So coming together, that's why it's necessary. Second thing, the way a team plays as a whole determines its success. You may have great individual stars, but if they don't play together, there won't be success. You take football, let's say. Football is a team. It's teamwork, no? Anybody do not know football? Soccer. Everybody knows, huh? Let's say you have a team. You have star players there. It's a big thing, no, to manage stars. Individually you may be good, but to win the game you have to work as a team. One person cannot, no matter how good you are, no, you cannot win the game. And when they are putting up a team, let's say a nation is putting up a team for international level, they select their star players, no? They may be different places, playing with different clubs and so on. They will be called back, isn't it? Yeah? This is a national service, no, for them, to come back and play for the nation, see? And they all have been playing with different clubs. They may be good. The coach have trained them to work as a team, but he have a problem to manage the various talents, put them together, to see that they all can understand each other, can move along as a team. It's a big task actually for the national coach, no? Because you have to manage people's ego, no? Can you see or not? So, but he have to do that in order to achieve a goal, that is to win. So individually is insufficient if you are not a team player. So that's why it's necessary to come together, to harmonize, no? Togetherness. No? The other aspect is that, which you must have heard it many times, it's just like our hands, no? One finger alone, you cannot do anything, isn't it? But if the five fingers work together, you can do many things, great things. They used to say, Baba have said in the Murali also, one and one is not two. One and one is 11. Can you get to what's the meaning of the synergy means? No? That means you can do great things when you pull together. So when we all can come together, Baba can do wonders, and definitely he does wonders, no doubt. And so many things can be done, and the golden age will come. So togetherness is very, very essential. No? It is amazing actually, you know, because you may have certain ideas, another person may have certain ideas, but when you come to talk together, a third idea might come. And a fourth idea might come. I like that, no? So there will be continuous improvements, continuous progress. No? Another important area why togetherness is very, very vital is because of time. Time, no? As you know that we are now in the confluence age. And Baba time and again used to say that this is your last birth. The cycle is coming to an end, he used to say, no? This is the most auspicious confluence age. And this is your best age, he used to say, no? I used to think, no? You say all these things to us, and then you give us a knowledge, and you also told us that we are going to slide down further, no? And you also taught us that cycle repeats identically. So where do I come in, and what should I be doing? Such thoughts comes, no? Can you see, no? And for first timers, I know this will be a big challenge, no? Drama repeats identically, no?
history repeats. So some of us would like to feel that preferably I wanted to come out of it. But that's not the case. It cannot be done, isn't it? But there is also benefit in that. So Baba is coming again and we will be meeting him again. And anything which is in orbit, there is a system. There is a system, no? Imagine, no? He can confidently say that tomorrow the sun will come, no? Because there is a system. Day, night, there is a system. There are four seasons, no? There is a system, no? Cyclic, isn't it? So the cyclic is a pattern of time is very, very vital to understand. Which also tells us that everything is there in place, but it just changes a little bit. If you take the souls, it used to be pure, it become impure, no? So you get pure again, isn't it? And matter is neither created nor destroyed, isn't it? So it just keeps on changing. Matter was at its best, Sattva Pradhan, its golden age, and then in Iron Age it become Tamo Pradhan, no? So it is the same thing but just shifting. The quality drops, no? And then we can revive it back again, no? So this knowledge Baba has given us, no? And as I said just now, you have given us this birth, this one birth to sort out so many things, no? And obviously you can't do it alone, no? You need help, no? On one part we have to take help from Baba. On the other side, we also need a family, no? And that's why we come here, isn't it? To meet up with our family, no? And their help is also needed. They become like a mirror to us, isn't it? And sometimes we can see ourselves by looking at the Brahmins also. Why? Because we tend to reflect or tend to move along to something which we like. If I have some bad habit, probably I'll hang around with some people who have bad habits. No? That's a kind of attraction. No? If you have some good habits, probably you'll move towards somebody who have good habits. No? So sometimes we come, a congregation of Brahmin like this is also a mirror to check ourselves. You see? But one indicator, strong indicator is to what extent I can stay together with others. You see? And there will be a lot of settling coming accounts also when we are together, no? Either in our dorms in Rajarishi Bhavan or you are going on a tour or going shopping, there will be something here and there. That all those things indicates that we have something to sort out anyway, no? So, within this short time, if you have the spirit of sorting out, because it's a constraint of time, no? So you tend to overcome that. You see? So time is such that we have to come together. Very, very essential, no? Because Baba cannot establish heaven by himself. He needs our cooperation. And we have to come together in this short span of time. That means we have to set our priorities right now. Yeah? To fulfill his desires, no? So that responsibility is there towards us. So time is another factor which is forcing us to come together, togetherness, and that becomes a power. Some examples, togetherness is always there, no? Only thing, modern lifestyles, we tend to be more individual, no? Or trying to be unique, like we say, no? But if you look around, there is always a lot of messages coming to us to say that we have to be together. You look at the birds, no? Birds of the same feather flocks together, no? People used to say, no? They all try move as a team, no? They fly happily. Each bird have to fly, no doubt, but they fly as a team. Together, see? There's a message for us, no? And they help each other, no? The one become tired will gradually go behind, no? And then the one much more stronger will go in front and lead, and they fly, no? Sometimes they migrate, isn't it? According to seasons. They migrate from one continent to another continent, no? And they go as a team. And they help each other so, along the way, see? So this is a message from even animals, even birds, no? Look at lions. Although we say lions are solo, no? They tend to be individual, no? But when they go hunting, they go together also. If they want to catch a prey, no? They will be in a team, no? One will be chasing, the other one will be waiting, or also the strategies they have, no? They have good strategy they have also. Very strategically done for hunting. And then they share, no? They share whatever they hunt, isn't it? So they have learned that as one lion, they cannot go for a catch. But they need to be together. And there are many mouths to feed also, isn't it? So they all come together. And after when they are full, they are on their own. You might have seen, no? Some of the National Geographic channels and so on about animal behaviors, no? The same message, no? They're trying to tell us, no? Look at elephants, no? Elephants are big. But again, no? If you really were to see the small ones, they have to keep it together also. They can't be callous because it's dangerous. So they move as a team. They always as a team. And they help each other. Sometimes they fall into a quicksand or what, they will be there. And sometimes the little one falls into a pit or what, the mother will be there. And the others will be there, no? Scouting around to see that the danger is not there. They are together, no? This is a message they are trying to tell us, no? Animals, no? Look at our environment. If you look at the environment's system, no? It is in perfect balance, actually. The flora, the fauna, no? They are all in perfect balance. The naughty one is human beings. No? So they go and temper with that, and then there you are. No, the change reaction will start, isn't it? But then they help each other. Even plants, no? If you really were to study, there are many documented cases about that. The root system, no? The root systems also link up with the other plants, which is a smaller plant's root system. They help each other also. And when time of like weather, no? Strong winds and so on, they all hold together. And that's how they withstand, no? Like that. No? And they are very nicely done. If you really were to study nature, no? How they are teaching us a lot about, I mean, they are giving us a message that we have to be together. That's why I picked up one for all for one. Because this phrase comes from the three musketeers, isn't it? One for one, all for one. So, like that, as a team, you would be able to do it. Many of the things, I give an example of Alexander, no? This is a part of the Greece history, isn't it? When they were out into the known world at that time, no? The Persians, no? Kingdom. No? It's a big kingdom, you see. And they are supposed to go. Alexander wanted to go and attack them. No? But he had some classmates with him. They grew up together. They were with Aristotle, no? His classmates. They're very good friends. Alexander has his own specialities, but his friends have certain specialities. And they're good commanders and so on. So they plan. They strategize. Small army, the Persians are big army, you know, and they're able to attack it. And they keep on moving, no? But Alexander needs advice also. His friends are his advisors also. Advising him. The only thing is that human nature is such that once you see victory, when you see, you know, wealth and all this thing, you tend to change. So Alexander changed. And in one incident, he even killed his own friend, isn't it? Finally, because he have never lost any war, no? When they reached the Hindu Kush, they came up to India, no, actually. And they won a war. And he wanted to go further. But his army said that, now look, we are about 8 to 9 years ever since we left our home. And we are tired of fighting. Tired of fighting. No? Let's go back. No? We have conquered enough. No? Moreover, we have another problem. Whatever we have conquered and call it our kingdom, We have a problem managing them now. If it's too big, you can't manage it. They advise him, but he still wanted to pursue. No? He still wanted to go on. So how to stop him? They did a good job. Under the Greek system, they used to consult one trans messenger. They also have a trans messenger those days, no? And normally it's a lady, no? Who goes into trance and bring back some message. Not like Baba system, no? It's a different system. Huh? And there are the priests and so on who interpret it. But more or less they also know that they are tired, they wanted to go back, you see. So when the message came, they told Alexander, look, according to the message, it is a bad omen to go further, we should turn back. And he reluctantly agreed to turn back. And of course, on the way back, they took a different route. Some took the sea journey back. And some of them took the land route, different route. And they lost many also along the way. And they came back. And then, of course, no, despite conquering a lot, they are not able to sustain. And in fact, he died on his journey back. And probably out of malaria or something like that, no? Because they were exposed to the rain and so on, when they were in the Kush and so on. So why I'm telling you this message is that these are the things, no? When you have to work as a team to win. The Persians are big, they are small, they are able to do it. But then you must also be realistic, no? Be practical, which Alexander was not. You see? He got carried away. You see? And he died early. Can you see, no? So it's necessary to see that we are able to sustain whatever we create, so in togetherness. Now coming back to the man, machine and animals, no? It is a good development where civilization is concerned when man and machine and animals work together. And then Baba used to say, normally the last 100 years, no? There is so much developments. And that's also true. Because when all the three come together, no? The key word is together, no? They're able to achieve so many things. No? But here again, no? Achieving is one thing, but you also need wisdom to manage it. No? So when you talk about togetherness, you may be able to come together for a specific purpose, but to sustain it over a long period of time is another area which you have to look at. But in our Yajna system, the sustaining over a long period of time is Amrit Vela, together, Murli, the same Murli. So those are the way Baba is sustaining. No? Generally when you come together, when difference of sanskars come together, once, twice is okay. After that you started to, you know, clashes of sanskars will come in. But in our Yajna system, we have the same studies everywhere, same meditation, same linking up with the same source, the seed. So it's a sustainable togetherness. Whereas historically, people come together, they have victories, then they disintegrate. Until another person will come up, another kingdom will come up. And that also will go down. Because they can't sustain. They don't have a sustainable mechanism working within them. Whereas in our Yajna, we have it. That keeps us together. Although the language may be different. But the message is the same. Okay? Now, this is a famous quote. I like it very much. This is from an industrialist. He said, if everyone is moving forward together, then success takes care of itself. So that means to say that, which I will touch later also, it's about a process, no? Don't worry about the end product. No? If the process is okay, the end product will be okay. So your focus must be more on the process. Don't worry about the end product. Now in our Brahmin system, it's more or less the same thing. So, no? If you do good, the law will take care, no? The fundamental law of karma is such that whatever you sow, so shall you reap. So you are told to sow the good seeds now. But don't count. Huh? This is why in English they used to say that if the right hand gives, the left hand should not know. Because you might take it back. So in doing good, don't be calculative. So that means just go on sowing the good seeds. That's the process. Go on doing the good things. Don't count how much I've done like that. Because the moment you started to count, you become a business already. It's no longer a charity already. Baba doesn't want us to perform sinful action. On the contrary, you must perform charitable act. In charity, people give. Give, like that, isn't it? And giving is actually receiving in our system, as far as the law of karma is concerned. Can you see? So you have to know how to give. And the more you can give is better. The more we come together, we can give more. Because we know that it creates a synergy required, isn't it? So you increase more. What you can do alone, you also earn your fortune, no doubt. But if you together, you can do a lot more. And if you want to do, as Baba used to say, every street there must be a center, isn't it? Everybody have to be served and nobody should complain, he used to say, isn't it? So how can that happen if we don't work together? Somebody is good in printing pamphlets, no? Somebody may be good in other things. Can you see? No? So when we come together, we can do a lot like that. Somebody is good in talking, but somebody is good in organizing, no? Can you see? No? Somebody is good in the kitchen, no? Make beautiful toli. Sometimes people remember the toli more than the class, isn't it? Yeah, it's true. I know one brother, very senior brother, he was born because of toli. Thursday he used to come to center because of toli. Somehow or other, brother is saying, I'm also late. It's not a lot actually, little only, but somehow or other the way it is given, the way it's prepared and so on, it pulls. It pulls us to come back to Baba again and again. And Baba system, he gives toli, you know. After talking to you, he gives toli. I remember in 86 when I met Baba, no? Those days I was lucky that those days we had a few personal meetings. In the 80s we had, no? And then they stopped it because the number was big. See? He, after speaking, of course I didn't understand what he said just during that time. He gave a toli, you know. And then he held my hand. We all are very young those days, no? So we remember that now. We remember that gesture, no? So we feel nice, no? Those are the childhood days, no? So those things help us also. So the message is, yes, we can do a lot when we are together. No? Every successful individual knows that his or her achievements depends on a community of persons working together. Our own experience will tell us that if we made it because there are so many people helped us along the way. Even in our Brahmin life, isn't it? It's not that everything we know, it's not that everything is smooth for us, is it? But then there is always, on one part the Santavasis, on the other part the seniors who come visiting, and then we want seniors to come also. And here, coming to Madhuban also, no? It just leaped out our spiritual life much, much more higher, isn't it? So there are many people who have helped us along the way. And we know about it. But despite knowing it, sometimes we have difficulty working together because of one reason or another. Generally, it's because of my personality doesn't fit with your personality, or your sanskar is not the same as my sanskar, these sort of things. No? Despite knowing, we fall into those pits again. Because all habit die hard, no? Can you see? No? We have walked through the iron age quite a bit, and now we have come to the bright light of the confluence age, where we are still carrying that with us, the baggage with us. No? So sometimes without we realizing it, we are playing those old habits, even in Brahmin life. But when you pause and think for yourself, you know that yes, it's true that they helped along the way. this person was there to for me, this person gave me a ride to the center, and all sort of things. Even to fill out a Madhavan form, somebody is there to help out. Nowadays everything is online. So many people have come, walked into your life, actually. But sometimes we don't think about it. But if you think about it, there is a lot of appreciations. Appreciation. Although sometimes we like to be alone, but actually no. Brahmin life is more or less like a transparent life also. Everybody knows each other. Even if you don't come for class, people know about it. It's like that, isn't it? So, after looking at both sides of togetherness, some examples and so on, so how to define togetherness? Of course, there are many definitions. You can think about it. I thought this might be a little bit simpler. A state or feeling of closeness. When you say togetherness, it's like a state or feeling of closeness and happiness. If the element of happiness is not there, then what closeness is that? Happiness amongst Brahmins and others, Lokits, those who are outside, those who are waiting to be served by us and so on, they are also there, no? They are also part of our family, Baba used to say. So, who together as friends. The word friends is a very nice word, no? Friendship, no? Friendship, no? It creates good feelings. Not enemies, but friends. You see? And students, another good title for us. Student life is the best life. No? Student life is something that you can make mistakes. I'm a learner, you see? Only thing, I have to be a fast learner, that's all, you see? I have to be like mama, isn't it? We do make mistakes, but don't repeat it. Can you see that? But can you make mistake? Yeah, no. What to do? We are humans. We do make mistake. But we be a fast learner. If you cut down a lot of mistakes, better for you. You see? But if, let's say, you make a mistake, then you must be able to laugh on that also. No? Learn from it, you see? But don't be too heavy about it and get caught up in that. No? And that you cannot move further. You have to let go anyway. You have to move, isn't it? So student consciousness is very nice. Every day we learn. Every day we are students. No? Students are projects. No? Students work with others. Students know certain things. Another person may not know certain things. We help each other with our studies, isn't it? That's how we learn. When the teacher is teaching, we might be a little sleepy sometimes. No? But it's later on. One of your friends' notes might be helpful to you. And then whatever you know, these are the things students does. And we also help each other like that. Sometimes you want to give a class, you ask another person, hey, give me some points. I have to give a class afterwards. What do you think about this thing? And then you say, yes, these 2 points I didn't consider. I'll take note of it. So like that, you help each other. Now you want to give 7 days course. You do not know how to tackle it. And then you ask others. Whatever you do not know, that also Baba has given us very clearly. Pass it to the seniors. No? That also he already told us, isn't it? Just be light and just be happy. No? Happiness is very, very important. No? I think last Sunday's Murali, Baba spoke about happiness a lot. No? About love and happiness. No? At any cost, don't let go of your happiness. What is Brahmin life? There is no happiness. No? Although the word effort is used. Actually, effort here is more or less trying to become what you used to be, you know. It's just narrowing the gap. You see, when Brahma Baba was in a Sakar form, some of our seniors who went into trance, they saw Brahma Baba. But the Brahma Baba in trance is different from Brahma Baba who was in the Sakar form. In Avyak form, they saw Brahma Baba, and the Sakar form is different. So they come and tell, Baba, I saw you there, but you look different. But later, when Baba is reaching this Avyak stage, 66, 67, 68, 69, he left his body, no? That time he is reaching his karmatic stage, no? So those who went into trance, they say that, I saw you there. And you are here, I saw you there, no? It looks like more or less same, no? That means he himself knows that he is reaching his perfections. His angelic form is invoking him, no? He is in his body, but his angelic form. Likewise, we all also have our perfect form, our angelic form. And we are now in this corporeal body as an effort maker. But as you progress spiritually, it is more or less like narrowing the gap, no? Between the angelic you and the corporeal you. No? You see? So that's happening. So your future form is beckoning, no? It's inviting you. You are this, you have to come back. So this is a great thing. You are not doing anything unnatural, no? You are doing something natural to become what you were. That is effort. That is effort, no? But if you are learning entirely new, then that is real effort. But this is just going back to what you used to be. And for that you have to learn, no doubt, no? You have to learn a lot. You have to unlearn also, of course, no? Those are the high-energy things which we are carrying along. Those things have to be unlearned also. And we have to relearn also all the virtues and so on, no? They are still dormant inside the soul, isn't it? So you have to polish them up, bring up all the virtues up. Can you see or not? So that also you have to do. You have to give yourself an opportunity to practice that so that nothing comes out. So when are you going to practice? When you are aloof, isolated. Obviously, you have to come together. That's where the training takes place, no? You see, those people who are doing courses also, let's say you're doing a first degree in a particular engineering, and then there are, during the course, they might send you for some industrial trainings, no? Or some internship, or placement, no? So that you interact with the real life. Otherwise, you're studying in a campus, it will be like a theory only, no? Although there are some projects and labs and so on. But you have to see the industry outside. No? You have to work so that there can be a merge of what you have learned and what is there. No? Those things should happen. That's where you start the learning process. Start. Likewise in our spiritual life also, Baba has created service. No? Today is very strong about service, isn't it? So that's where we come together for a specific purpose and our development takes place. You see? So as students, we are preparing for that and we are doing that. Family. You should not forget that this is the family. If you can't be together the family now, forget about staying together in the golden age. No? Forget about even getting an entry pass into golden age. Because in golden age you're going to be like a family and here I'm not ready for that. So that means I'm not having the right approach towards my spiritual life. It's very, very essential to know that ultimately all of you are becoming deities. You must believe in this. Baba used to give the example, engineers, lawyers, now when they are studying, they know that when they study, they will become lawyers. And we study with that aim and so on. So likewise, in our studies, your end product is you are becoming deities. Status is number wise, but you are becoming deities, no doubt. Can you see that? Of course, as a teacher, he always tells you that you should aim to become Lakshmi and Narayan. Okay? It is still open. Anybody can become that, no? Lakshmi and Narayan, you see? So, they are deities. Deities also, they are number wise, but that's the best of deities are Lakshmi and Narayan. And you should have that picture in your mind. And what I'm doing now is to prepare me to become that. And they, you know that golden age is a household pass. What household means? Together. No? Togetherness. No? Harmonizing. Living together, playing together, eating together. That's what golden age is all about. No? And I have to train myself here. And who are the families, Brahmin families? Bodies are different. Same souls. The souls who used to be in golden age,
the same souls have now coming together as Brahmins. And your next stop is Golden Age again. So now Brahmins may be tall or short, fair or dark. Maybe in the kitchen, maybe out there doing service, gardening, what not. But these are deity souls, no? These are souls, used to be deities, but now in confluences, they are Brahmins playing various roles, no? So you must have this broad thinking about this also. So when you meet others, can you look at them like enemies or not? Cannot. Who knows, they are part of your family also in Golden Age. No? But overall, the whole kingdom is like a family. Although the status is number wise, doesn't matter about that. But all live, coexist in harmony. You see? So if that's the case, obviously, I should train myself here to come into that system, you see. And don't wait for others, you do it. And hopefully by seeing you, others will change. The world needs examples, samples. And even in Brahmin circle, we need examples. Good role models. We used to quote Brahma Baba, our seniors and so on, and they carry themselves like that. Because they know that down the line, people will be quoting them, people will be observing them, speaking about them, saying that in this situation, so and so behave like this, or sort it out this way, or something like that. No? So they're very cautious, because they are creating their own history. So likewise, we Brahmins, we are master Brahmas, isn't it? So we are creating our own history. And whatever you sow, so shall you reap. So it's very clear what I'm supposed to be doing. So go for it. Because we have only one birth. And Baba used to say for 21 births. And beyond that also he used to say numerally. So this needs a little bit of thinking actually. That not to let your time slip by, you know. Because time gone is gone. There is a constraint of time always. We should not be obsessed with time or always no time. It's not like that. You just have to train yourself to flow with time. It's just like water, no? From a mountain. When it flows down, it takes its own course and gradually come to the ocean. So likewise, we also should be able to glide through life. Glide through life. With a lot of patience, but with a lot of attentions. Accuracy is needed. Although we are bound to make mistakes, learn from it, check and change like that. So Brahmin life is like from your inception, the day you become Brahmin, from the completions, when the cycle ends, our journey is on. That's the process we are in now. And we are very clear about what we are doing. Just like you should know in the production line, the processes are involved. So we also know what we are going through now. So every day is a unique day. You know, we used to watch Daddy Yankee, no? She lived like as though on a daily basis. Today, now, like that, no? So there's no element of laziness or so. That's what Baba spoke today, no? Carelessness, laziness, there's no time for that, actually. Like that. Our time has to be used for a productive purpose. Like that. So this is a sort of a definition. Points to ponder. Time is running out. Okay, I just read it. Now. The opposite of loneliness is not togetherness. It is intimacy. Coming together, closeness. Now. How close? I've listened to our seniors' classes. They say that this is not good, this is not good, this is good. Follow? You should not be too far apart. it should not be too close that you know, there is a lot of familiarity, attachment, whatnot, no? That is not the thing. It should be like this. Why like that? Because when somebody falls, you are still upright to bring that person up. Can you see or not? Close but not too close. Don't go into personal life. Everybody is, this is a hospital anyway, no? Everybody is a patient, see? So we have our own track records or symptoms and so on. It's not something to be shared with anybody, no? It is, yes, we get along how to progress and so on. We are close, concerned, somebody is sick, you visit them, it's fine, it's okay, no? But don't be too close to go into their personal life and so on. Then when you sit for meditation, you'll be thinking about their personal life. Instead of thinking about Baba then. That's not a thing. So you have to be detached and loving. That we know about it, no? So close, but not too close. Because you have to give them space to sort out their own life. So they cannot be... One of the thing about togetherness is sometimes we have expectations. No? Why I cannot be together? Because I want things to be the way I like it. And it doesn't work out like that, so I cannot. No. You have to give people room to grow. No? Can you see? No? So that is essential. Don't be too overly concerned. Don't be too overly concerned to such extent that there's familiarity. Another terminology which Baba uses, see? So you have to give them room to grow. But we can be together. We can be together. Why not? No? It's like that. You and your sins must separate. Or you and your God will never come together. So this is where Baba always says that you must have remembrance of me, you know. So that you take out all the junks from you and become pure. And you have to become a spinner of the discourse of self-realizations, because that's where you create your fortune. That's where you know what to do. There are two things the soul have to go through, no? One is the soul have to be purified. That's why we have yoga, no? And once the soul get purified, the qualities will come out, no? But the other thing is that you must act. Baba used to say that even if you want to take a glass of water, you must take, go to a tap and take. That is action. Let's remember him.
Shiv Pita ko aab yaad karo, mukti dham tumhe jana hai. Apne sukarmon ke bal par hi satyug mein tumko aana hai. Shiv Pita ko aab yaad karo. Oh, याद करो मुक्ति धाम तुम्हें जाना है। अपने सुकर्मों के बलदार ही सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है। सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना
okay, so another 15 minutes. So to sum it up, no? What is the need from me? No? I have to be a team player. No? There is no doubt about it. No? You have to be a team player. There is four subjects given to us by Baba. Yoga, Gyan, Dharana and Service. No? Yoga ultimately is going to make you a very humble instrument of Baba. And Baba used to say in the Murli that a humble intellect is a creative intellect. This is Murli point, no? So if you want to go far in Brahmin life, yoga is a main subject. No? Because that's where the transformation takes place. And Baba, Brahma Baba have to specifically speak about ego, no? Which is a hindrance for togetherness. Specifically have to underline it. He would have easily said bodiless and egoless. Bodiless and voiceless, isn't it? Because voiceless means egoless is also included in that one. But he said bodiless, egoless and voiceless. From the voicelessness, you have to especially take out ego and put as one additional point. Because that will be a real challenge for anybody for that matter, even in spiritual life. Take note of that. As a team player, you have to be humble. I'm just an imit, no? I'm just an instrument of Baba. Knowledge. Knowledge broadens your wisdom. Knowledge means wisdom. Learned person. You know a lot. And every day Baba is teaching us. Just look at how Daddy Janki shapes her classes and so on. She's like an ocean. Read about Jagdish Bhai's books and so on. Baba Sanjay, no? Same 3 pages of Murli only, but so much you have to say, no? Can you see, no? So you have a passion to learn. Passion to learn. Acquire. This is a time to learn. You see? And Baba have a lot of literatures, no? Can you see, no? Whatever our senior brothers and sisters have written, no? Which will enhance your understanding for them. Broaden your wisdom, actually. And that brings unity. Humble person is also a united person, no? He can get along. End product of you becoming a deity is sweetness. Deities are sweet. Although the mother of all virtues is purity, but as a deity is sweetness. Even now the temples are doing so much of service because idols are so sweet. And Baba time and again speaks about this virtue of sweetness. In interaction, in togetherness with others, sweetness is vital thing. Service is a responsibility. Because you are ancestor souls. You have a responsibility. The responsibility brings us together. Okay? So we have to go for a short workshop. But prior to that, there is a clips, brother. You like to show the clips? Okay? Before we go to the workshop. I know there's a lot more, but I don't want to touch on that. Brother, you can show the clips first. And then we continue with this, because they might be sleepy now. Just watch only. Huh?
And there are a few words will come out. Just take note of words now.
In Baba's language, there's a lot starting with three, no? Of course, you can add three musketeers also, no? One for all for one, no? As a Trikaldashi, Trikaldashi means the one who knows the three aspects of time. This is a very important tools, no? Which Baba have taught us to look into the past, to look into the future, and the present also. There are lessons from the past. Those are assets for us. Sometimes we feel that it should not have happened in our life. No? But it has already happened and we should come to a term with that. It is part of my journey. Such incidents should take place. What is the lesson learned from that? That is important, more important than the incident by itself. There is no such thing as a disappointment. That's what knowledge have taught us. There's no point being disheartened. It's just that that's life. You do your best, but according to drama, certain thing happens the way it should happen. So we should accept that. No? Because when you accept that, you acknowledge that, then you have the strength to let go, see, and move. See? Otherwise, you'll be stuck there. So, lesson from the past is very important because it is a huge resource of information, no? You can tap. And as the old Brahmins, we have a lot actually. The future that I want to create is also very important. We should be wise enough to shape our future, no? The way we want it. And Baba is guiding us. No? But the future depends on what you do now. No? What can I do now? So these are the three things we, as Brahmin, we always should keep to ourselves. Baba used the word Trikaldashi, no? Baba also used the word Swarishan Chakradari, no? The spinners are the discus of self-realization, no? So if you spin, the three will fall in place, past, present and future. The question is, reflects on an incident. Where you feel that there was success due to togetherness and teamwork. How do you feel about a situation and what did you learn? So you can write down these questions. And because we are starting this season, no? On togetherness, together, so this is something we can think about. You may not have much time now, but I'm just throwing you a question which you can ponder over. When you're during your meal times, when you're meditating, you know, all these things, because togetherness is a theme. Okay? Because we don't have much time, so that's why I have to. Otherwise, I would have given you 10 minutes or 15 minutes to think over and write. But that I'll leave it to you. So this is the first question about a past. Later you can take the slides also, no problem, no harm, no? In our WhatsApp only, no? Similarly, reflect on an incident where you feel that there could have been much success if only there was a feeling of togetherness and teamwork. How do you feel about it, the situation, and what did you learn from that? Two contradicting approach, no? One is there is success, and the other one is no. What is the lesson? Learn from both. It's very essential to be able to walk into the past, to take the essence of the past. Because that is a lesson learned in our life. No? And those lessons learned will be helpful for our future. One question for the future. Visualize the future you want to create for success through togetherness and teamwork in fulfilling Bab Dada's hopes. When there is togetherness and good teamwork among us, how it will look like? People talk about visions and so on, no? Because we always have to plan our future. There's no doubt about it, no? Future have to be planned. If you don't plan your future, it's just like you're taking up a boat in the sea without a compass. You may end up anywhere, no? And you can call it as a destination also. Because you have no plan anyway. Can you see or not? But if you want your life to move in a certain direction, you need a compass. You need the directions to show you the direction. So you have to create that. As for Brahma Baba, it's very clear, no? When he was sitting on a gadi and reading Murli, there is also a translate about Krishna or Narayan. He used to get excited about that. He become young, although old man, because he knows he's going to become that. Very clear, no? So for us also, it had to be clear. Because that will shape our way, the way we plan our spiritual life. We have to be very clear what we really want. We have dedicated our life to Baba. We should strike a good deal. Baba used to say, in golden age, you have a golden spoon in your mouth, no? So it is his way to say that you should aim high and go for it. Because it's a question of many births. Because we know that the soul never dies, you see. That's the trouble, you see. We have that knowledge, you see. That means the future of the soul depends on what I do now, you see. Body has limited, you see. If you die, that's all about it. You can do whatever you like. But dying is just a temporary thing, a shedding a body and taking another body, you see. So then the journey of the soul is on, you see. So the welfare of the soul is now more important now, you see. That's exactly what Baba is trying to say. Shift your consciousness from body consciousness to soul consciousness, because the journey is all about soul. So you have to shape your future the way you want it, because you have knowledge now. Can you see or not? And of course, no? Everything depends on what you do now, see?
What do you do now? See? If you, today you save, tomorrow you have money, no? Not only you have money, you have also have interest also, isn't it? Like that, isn't it? We want our kids to save up early, you know? So that by the time they get old, they have enough saving, and that saving also create interest, and more saving they have for themselves, for their studies or whatnot. Same thing, what is our saving? It all starts from now. No? Now, no? Now. It is the spirit of the now that Brahma Baba is able to shape his future. See? For him, it took only 1 second. 1 second decision, no? What he wanted, see? Despite the business which is in a successful business, he is very clear of what he wants. But that clear of what he wants depends on what action he takes now, see? And for him, it's a decision of 1 second only. You see? And for us, of course, no? We experiment over all these things and so on. But how long? There should be a time where we should say, enough is enough, okay, this is the way to move on like that. So think about it during this retreat also. At least come up with 3 action points for yourself. What do you want to do extra? Before you go,
I'll just show you one beautiful poem, but I expect you to take it.
This is by the Brazilian poet, My Soul is in a Rush.
Okay, you take the slides, Lana. I won't go through it, but I think the time is up for me to end the session.
So thank you very much. Any questions? 5 minutes or so, then we meditate and we end it. Anybody would like to ask any questions? I hope that I have set you moving in the right directions, because the theme is togetherness. And from now onward, there will be a lot of lectures, senior sharings, and so on along the same theme. No? Well, before we meet Baba on the 20th of March. No? Anybody? Brother is ready with the mic? Or any sharings you'd like to say? Translation side, is it okay? Okay. Yes. Sister, you introduce yourself. Others may not know.
Yeah. I'm Debbie from Canada.
Debbie from Canada, okay. Which part of Canada?
Nova Scotia, the Halifax Center.
Halifax, Judy Johnson.
Yes, my dear sister Judy. Very close.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about intention, and I was wondering how you put together aims and goals and intentions. Is it all the same thing?
Aims.
Goals.
Goals.
Purpose.
Purpose.
With intention, you know? This word intention, we use it a lot, and I'm wondering now, is it a good word, or is aim better, goal? You use those words a lot.
You see, the thing about our Lockett studies, that there is a lot about all this goal, purpose, intentions. There are many terminologies, and more or less they are close. We can spend a lot of time on those things also. But to be frank, for we people, like spiritual people, we do go into those things to get some clarification, but Baba has made it very clear. Because this study is for people who have no illiterates, and also PhD holders, no? The study is the same, no? So, what Baba is trying to say that the future which he is trying to create, he also painted a good picture, no? And then we can call it goal, we can call it intentions, Baba call it aim and objective, he makes both together. So, it's more or less directing to the same position. But if we go on an academic approach, then there are differences. No, there are differences, and different authors have different way of putting it. No? So that becomes a studies on the Lockheed studies, comparative studies and so on. No? So, but that can make you spin your head. But let's take it easy, easy life, no? If you have a good intention, that's fine. And our intention is to become deities, like that. Okay?
Om Shanti. Thank you so much, Perubhaiji, for your wise wisdoms. Let's have a round of applause
for
you, brother. And I can see there was many of the reminders for us, which we know we all, you know, Baba has created beautiful aim and objective for us. But the fortune is we are going together, not only myself. Right, so we have to get together to our aim. So it's a beautiful, wise explanation brother has given to us. So thank you so much, Perubhaiji. And we all welcome tonight for your welcome program. Om Shanti.
All are welcome to Malaysia also. We have a retreat place there, Asian Retreat Center. Most welcome. We'll go through the center, of course. Judy Johnson has been there a couple of times in Malaysia. Okay, so we have meditation and the session. Thank you for your time.
तुम निगाहों में ओ बाबा और कुछ देखने की जरूरत नहीं जरूरत नहीं तुम्हें दिल जिगर में बसे हो सदा हसरत नहीं हसरत नहीं तुम्हें तुम निगाहों में हो बाबा शब्दों में हम कह पाए नहीं इतना प्यार करते हो पढ़ते नहीं धरती पर कदम इतनी शक्ति भरते हो